This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
By now, I should know that sidebar conversations should be taken care of prior to the show starting. I mean, the show starts at 3. You're here for the show. I don't know how interested really you are in the sidebar conversations, but I have been sort of just, multitasking, I guess maybe would be a way. I'm doing a few different things at once, and the show is beginning. The open's playing, and I realize I haven't loaded up the refreshed YouTube stream page, right? I have a page open there. It's got like a bunch of episodes of our shows, both the morning show and our show, and other content, clips of shows, different things, right? And every day, as a part of getting ready for the show, I come in and I've left it on this show from yesterday, so I got to back out of that, right? Hit the back arrow, get to the menu again, and usually by about 3 o'clock or a little bit before, G's got the new page loaded, and I just click on that, and then anytime I want to dip in, see how the bullpen's doing, what's up, bullpen? Maybe even sign in and chat, although I very rarely do that. I just get distracted easily. Anyway, I usually do that before the show, but I did it just now, and so the screen was frozen on a still shot of Nate and myself. Nate Geary was in here yesterday with me, and the looks on both of our faces in the still shot was just it made me laugh out loud just like 10 seconds before I was supposed to start talking. So there's sidebar one. Sidebar two involves Zach. Zach, how stressed out are you about having to read a story that contains the wording damaged disc? Are you okay in there?
I'm okay, yeah.
What was the word? Ruptured? What was the wording exactly? I don't remember. You're talking about Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, an aggravated disc.
Aggravated disc.
Yeah.
Just take your time all day. Just my advice. There, people far more experienced than you have tripped up on that on even national TV.
Oh yeah,
Much bigger venue than here, our little old show on the Twitch and YouTube, and of course on WGR and the Odyssey app. Anyway, good afternoon, everyone. Just don't want you to have a moment. I am the Bulldog. Glad to be with you here. I had to get the stream up because I want to see how my new Wilco shirt looks on the feed. Although you can't really all you're seeing is the original band of Chicagoland. The back has a bunch of Wilco stuff on it, but that's the Bear, the original Beef of Chicagoland. Wilco's from Chicago. This is a little spinoff by my favorite band, so I needed to just, I can close that up now. It's distracting, actually. I don't like looking at my big, dumb red face. Here we are. The first episode of Hard Knocks is in the books. And I don't know how much conversation I should expect to get out of the fan base about it. Maybe a whole day's worth, maybe not even an opening 20-minute segment worth. I really don't know. I certainly enjoyed it. I'm a Bills fan as much as I am a Bills observer and member of the media and therefore critic. I enjoyed it. I don't know how anyone who likes the Bills or loves the Bills would not have thoroughly enjoyed that episode of Hard Knocks, because there was absolutely not one single negative thing in it. There was no adversity, no drama. I guess Max Harrison getting hurt is a negative, but even that was, I think, portrayed in the most positive light you could find, with his teammates being emotional about it and Christian Benford coming over to say some words and pray with him. But like, no mention of the James Cook situation. Maybe that's coming. I thought we might at least get at the, because it happened late in the time frame for them to get it in the show. I think. I mean, I don't know how quickly they can insert stuff, and like when their sort of cutoff for adding content would have been. I did hear from the premiere that was at the North Park Theater on Hurdle Avenue last night that one of the people involved in the production, I'm not going to name names or titles because I'm not sure who it was, said they had only finished the final edit of it a few hours earlier. Even. So I thought that meant we'd get some reference to the James Cook hold-in, but that did not make the cut. Maybe that's coming in a future episode. I don't know. I'm not begging for negativity necessarily. I just think if you're looking for like an objective behind-the-scenes look at the team, you know, I don't know how far Hard Knocks is going to go for that. If you're just looking for more reasons to love the team, and I'm not judging that at all harshly whatsoever by pointing it out. It just was, it looked like it could have been something made in-house by the Bills. Honestly, like that was what it came across as. And again, I've enjoyed their productions, Embedded, Behind the Blue and Red, and whatever other titles they have. Is Embedded maybe the Sabres thing? I don't know if they do that with the Bills. Either way, you know what I'm talking about. They have an arm of the organization that produces, you know, vignettes and like 30-minute to 45-minute episodes of, you know, the NFL draft and the NHL draft, and here's our new player, and, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff. And that all, I've consumed, I think, every second that they've produced of that, and I've liked it a lot. So saying, comparing it to that is not either a criticism. It's merely to point out that there was, I don't think, anything that could have created any real drama last night. Now, again, it's the first episode. I don't know how many they'll run. Do you know offhand, Zach, how long? I am not a Hard Knocks consumer. At least not the summertime one. I watched every episode probably weeks or months after they aired originally of the Giants off-season one. So I'm familiar with that content, but you know, a Hard Knocks season that is happening as training camp is unfolding and the preseason is beginning, that's not content that I am familiar with. So I don't know if they do 4 episodes, a half a dozen episodes. I wouldn't think it's much more than that.
It's 5 episodes.
5 episodes, right in the middle there. Okay, so there's time for them to sort of, you know, fold in the Cook story. I thought when we saw Khalil Shakir shown talking with a teammate on the sidelines, I think about the fan base, or was it maybe about Mr. Brightside? I don't remember what it was, but there was a clip of Shakir sitting with a teammate on the bench at Friday's Blue and Red practice. Well, we're probably going to get some mention. He got hurt at that practice and is out for weeks. I saw a photo of him yesterday waiting in line at the ice cream place on a, not a scooter like KJ Hamler or any of the other dudes were riding around in the episode, but like a, you can't use your leg scooter. Like he has his leg, you know, folded and resting on a wheeled, on a scooter. So anyway, that didn't even get mentioned. And so, you know, it was a lot of confirming of priors. Not surprising that they would want to feature. I did mention yesterday, maybe the day before, you got an idea for like a bottom of the roster guy that may end up being featured. My pick for that almost sort of made it. I don't know if his name was mentioned. Did they mention Stephen Gosnell by name? They showed the highlight of
him.
They
did not mention him by name.
They didn't mention him by name. They showed the highlight of him catching that long pass from Josh Allen in a practice, I don't even know, middle of last week maybe it was. And then Joe Brady was making fun of how bad the spike was in the end zone. But I don't. They never said his name. And I, you know, that's not what I meant by featured, by the way. But like, he's at least on the radar. Like, he made a play. You had to really Zapruder film it to figure out who, what number is that guy? Because you're watching, you know, you're watching the show, and the show is showing you film of that day's practice, and there's this play, and then Joe Brady's making fun of the spike, which was pretty bad, I think. He went to spike it hard, and I think he threw it almost. So, you know, he's got to work on that. But anyway, it was mostly confirming priors. Josh Allen is featured. He's awesome. The fans love him. His teammates love him. He's got a great personality. We know that. This confirms that. There was no question about it, but like, here it is. So again, as a Bills fan, as a Bills observer, as a Bills critic, I'm sitting back going, man, Josh Allen's awesome. I knew that, but that this is cool. This is adding to it. Not that I really needed it added to, but fine. That's cool. Deion Dawkins, awesome personality, big personality, really cool dude. And you got a good amount of that on screen. Drifting. No, I didn't know that he had a garage with this customized drift car, custom painted snowmobile, drifting BMW that he was wheeling around in with his kids. I didn't know he was into that, but it's not surprising to me that he is. Okay, you've got disposable income. This is fun. I did see some comments from people watching the episode, either as it was happening or today, like, the kids in the car, is that okay? Like, do the Bills mind that he's out there doing it? The thing about the drifting is, you never, I was talking with Owen about this. He knows all about the drifting. Not really. He's just younger than me, is what it is. I'm familiar with it. I know about the movies and whatever, and I've seen it. And I know my old buddy from Kiss, DJ Anthony, is often promoting events, I think, where Dawkins was showcasing his talents there. Those vehicles are not moving that fast. The idea is to burn rubber and be spinning your wheels the whole time. So I don't think like there's the risk of any kind of a high-speed collision or accident or anything. So as someone who, when his kids were 8 and 6 years old, used to take them for rides on the back of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, I am not judging Deion Dawkins for having his kids. I would posit nothing even close to negative ever happened when I had my kids on the back of a motorcycle with me when they were that age. But I would say what Dawkins was doing last night in that drift car was probably safer than what I was doing with my kids. That's not to, like, you know, say everything should, you know, maybe you object. I don't know. Just, I'm not the one to raise my hand and say, what are you doing? Because, you know, I realized that I was, you know, riding around on a motorcycle with little kids on the back. You know, not often, not at any kind of high speed, no drifting. But anyway, like, that was cool. Like, Dawkins with his family interacting. Again, confirming your priors. We all know, I think, that he's awesome. And he came off, go figure, as awesome, like a dude you'd want to have on your team, right? Same with Trey White. That story, I think, will be really interesting to follow as the episodes of this unfold. And frankly, even without Hard Knocks, I think following Trey White is going to be really interesting and maybe even emotional for fans. I would say this after watching, this is the value, I think the value, at least for the teams participating and for the players participating in this kind of a show that allows people who aren't around them on a day-to-day basis, like some in the media are. I'm not anymore. It's a long time since I've been at practices day to day during training camp. But like, you know, guys like Sal and Matt Bovee, who do, I watched their podcast after the episode was over last night. It's always game day in Buffalo. They've been doing that a few years now. And some of their takeaways, I feel like, were, you know, not all of this is super interesting. We see some of it, right? Like, for instance, the scooter stuff. You can like how it was presented, but you know that that's how the players get around the campus because you're there, right? If you're not there, you never really see that. KJ Hamler was hilarious with that little scooter. The shot of him with the song playing, or is that Riding Dirty? Bove had the name on the podcast, and now I don't have it. Anyway, the clip, was it not in slow motion of Hamler on the little kid scooter squatted way down low, wheeling past one of his teammates?
That was great.
That was the best shot of the whole show. I thought that was the peak moment for me of the show. Was that
that shot and the hard cut to him going, I screwed up.
Yeah, right. But anyway, Trey White, I think, is such a compelling story. He is getting, and I don't think this is just, yay, Trey White is back, let's all like him again. I think he is performing at a level, even before Maxwell Harrison got hurt, that it was, I know I even saw a few people who cover practice and really go hard at watching and analyzing it, and they're like, Trey White's winning that job. good luck getting him off it. He might not be what he was in 2019, but he's certainly way more than he was with the Rams and even the Ravens last year. He's healthy and he looks good and we really like him, and he's running these hills after practice. Does that seem like a great idea, by the way? Like, we worry about these guys on stadium turf that is questionable. I don't know, tree root, anyone? Like, I'm worried about Trey White because I think we all, I want to stop short of saying we all love him, because that would be inappropriate. We don't really know him at a level where we should love him. But we really like him. We really admire him. I think rooting for him is about as close to taking precedence over the team's interests as I think you can get with a player and a fan base. And what I mean by that is, and this, I think to an extent happened the second time he got hurt, when he tore the Achilles after rehabbing the torn ACL and talking eventually very openly about how emotional that was, how hard physically and mentally draining the rehab process was. And that, I think, produced a connectivity and appreciation for that player, Tre'Davious White.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
That I think we as fans don't often think about. It's always about the team, right? Trey White gets hurt the first time against Detroit, and it's, oh my God, the Bills. No, it wasn't Detroit. It was Von Miller was Detroit. It was New Orleans. Sorry. I'm glad I caught that before anybody had to correct me. But Trey White gets hurt, and it's, you know, of course, you know, the obligatory, boy, that's really tough for him. But Your thoughts, I think, speaking for myself, my thoughts are almost exclusively, what does this mean to the Buffalo Bills? What does this mean to the season? How bad off are they going to be if they don't have Tre'Davious White? Who's his replacement? Can they still win the Super Bowl? Like all sorts of team-related, team-goal-oriented questions pop in your mind the first time he gets hurt. The second time he gets hurt, there's still that, but sort of running up alongside like a horse race, like a horse who's charging hard off of the last turn at the leader who's been maybe out front for the whole thing. And the leader in this case would be the team goals. What does it mean to the team that Tre'Davious White has just tore his Achilles? Coming up hard on your outside shoulder is, oh my God, I feel so horrible for this dude. He just went through this and talked about how mentally and physically taxing it was. And look at him. He threw his helmet. He knows this is a devastating injury. And oh my God, right? It's just, you can see the end of a player's career suddenly. And yes, that impacts the team and how much you care about the team's fortunes. But he's been humanized in a way for being open about that story about how hard the rehab was in the first place, and that sort of creeps up on you. Now that he's back and he's healthy and you're seeing this personality again on display, the ice cream stuff, him interacting with Deion Dawkins' kids, overall, Trey White, he bursts off the screen as someone you want to root for. Oh my God, if something ever happens to him again. Like, it's going to be emotional, I think, for everyone, because you are going to feel like you know him now even more on a level. You really don't, but it's, that's the trick TV does on you. They let you in however far they're comfortable letting you in. And as I said, Trey White was very open and honest a few years ago about the rehab process and how arduous it was for him. And that was a way of letting you in, not necessarily with cameras rolling, although I think there is video footage of that, but it wasn't a TV show. But this now, I feel like Trey White is someone, how do the non-old people say it? He must be protected at all costs. Like, I feel like Trey White has now elevated to a level where I'm being self-conscious about saying it because I don't want to sound like I'm predicting something's going to happen to him. But if something were to happen to him, I feel like most of us now are going to care as much, if not more, about him as a dude, as a person, than about what it means to the Bills. Because you're just seeing, he came along, the Bills got good. Like, it all just sort of flows together. So, I mean, that was really well done by the Hard Knocks folks, and credit to Trey White for being as open and awesome as he always is. But it just tripped a wire with me that, like, this dude, man, we are all, again, we're all rooting for the Bills. And so if he's really good, if he's was going to win that job anyways, then, go Trey White. But I'm like as much on team Tre'Davious White as I am on team Buffalo Bills right now, I guess is what I'm saying. And I'll bet I've got company because of the way that story, even in just one little few minutes of that episode, was portrayed. And what we all know about the backstory and his history with this team and how last year went for him, I just feel like fans are going to be even more attached to him in a way that, I don't know, maybe even me saying this is a way of it dawning on you. Because it's not a normal thought process, I think. Like I said, like most normal fans, me, most of my life. Mike and I addressed this a couple of weeks ago. We said, as you get older, maybe once you have children, the guys getting hurt, it's framed differently. You think about it differently than you did when you were 20 years younger, say. And so I think that might be sneaking up on a lot of people with Tre'Davious White, which is, fine. It's awesome. So there's just some of the takeaways. I don't know if anybody's got anything that they want to present about the show, something that you really liked from the show. I'm all ears here, man. I'd love to talk about it. I think a lot of Bills fans are amongst themselves today on social media, wherever they work, if they're together with friends and fellow Bills fans, are talking about the show. Did you see the show? What did you think of the show? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? We want to be that conversation. I want to be that conversation for you today. Maybe even to flatter ourselves into the hub of that conversation, if that's possible. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in with anything that you observed from last night's debut of the Bills Hard Knocks series. We got to wait until next Tuesday now for another one? Well, these streaming people, they got you right away when they started. Here's a whole season. Here's 12 episodes of some show. Come on in and you'll like it. The Bear. I referenced The Bear. This T-shirt I'm wearing is a Bear-inspired Wilco T-shirt. The Bear showed up, and it was only each episode was a half an hour or even less. There might have been one long one in there that first season, but they were all there right away, and it was like, you know, a day and a half or 2 days worth of watching, and like, bam, I just watched season one of The Bear. The Hard Knocks, they're gonna make us want it a little bit. We're gonna have to wait until next Tuesday for episode two, and we'll see what that brings. There was one thing that I will admit terrified me about the episode, which I have intentionally held back until the next segment, and I will share that with you as we continue. But 803-0550 is the number. Guest-wise today, Sal Capaccio at 4. The Bills were back on the practice field today. No James Cook sighting even, like not even in sweatpants or street clothes, just not around. The hold-in continues. Third practice now that he's missed, fourth day. Excuse me, of the hold-in. It began Sunday. So one thing that terrified me. So Sal coming up at 4. Our buddy Mike Tenier on the NFL will join me at 5 as well. So we've got that to look forward to. But in between, really, let's hang out and talk about Hard Knocks. I'm cool with that. I'll get you the thing that scared the ever-living you-know-what out of me watching the show last night as we continue. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has been away this week along with Zach Jones. You're listening to WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.